You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Banati Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Banati Spine procedures, Alfred Banati, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Banati, and co-host Ethan Uecker.
Welcome to American Medicine Today. I'm Kimberly Banati alongside Ethan Uecker and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Alfred Banati. We talk to patients each and every week, some being told that nothing can be done or they have to live a life on pain medicines or being conned into hardware fusion surgeries. That's not the case with the Banati spine procedures. It's one thing for me to talk about it, but it's another when you hear directly from the patient themselves.
It's today's Back to Life segment, a story of recovery. We will talk to a patient of the Banati Spine Institute who went from living a life restricted by pain and discomfort through their journey of finding the Banati Spine Institute and now living pain-free.
I'd like to welcome to the program Herman Gamble from Logansport, Louisiana. Thank you for joining us, Herman.
Thank you for having me.
So, Herman, why don't you tell us how you came to be in pain? Was it degeneration over time, or were you involved in some sort of accident?
No accident, just time. It just degenerated. I was a rural mail carrier and had rough roads and rode those rough roads for 30 years. And I think that had
something to
a
do
big
with
part
it.
Of it.
Yeah. Now, how long were you suffering in pain?
Probably a couple of years. It had gotten so bad that I went to the doctor, and he told me what the problem was, and I was about a year from reaching retirement, so I kind of suffered through another year before I had surgery, and they put hardware in me. And
so you actually underwent a hardware fusion surgery?
Right.
Wow. What year was this?
That was in 2010.
Okay.
And then in about 2016, my pain came back, and went back to the doctor, and he said that it moved up my back to the next disc. And I said that there was so much scar tissue in there, he'd be scared to do anything. So he recommended a pain doctor, and I told him, well, no, thank you. I didn't think that wouldn't do anything but mask it.
Right.
And I could get relief when I sit down. It just I couldn't walk very far. But
well, that's not very conducive to life if the only time you're pain-free is when you sit down.
Right.
Now,
right.
Let me backtrack you a little bit. So where was this pain located on your body? And was it localized to one area or did it radiate to other areas?
Well, it radiated to other areas. It was in my lower back, through disc, and hurt my hip and down my leg. And of course, like I said, after surgery, it that helped. You know, I was basically pain free for a few years, but
And then it returned.
Then it returned.
Okay. And, let me ask you something about previous to surgery again. Now, you talked about how that pain was in your low back and it went into, I think you said, the hip and the leg. Any trouble walking or drop foot, anything like that?
Not at that time.
Okay. And could you walk great distances?
Probably no more than about 100 yards without taking a little bit of a break and just sitting down. And like I said, as soon as I'd sit down, I'd get immediate relief.
And then you went and you had your fusion. How many levels? Just one level or?
I think the bottom two.
Bottom two. Okay. So you had a two-level fusion. And then you said, right. Several years later, the pain came back. So we always caution people to avoid fusions. One-level fusions fail 65% of the time. Two- to three-level fusions fail 85% of the time. And the ones that seem like you're in the margin for being okay typically fail shortly thereafter. Now, you also mentioned you were told by the doctor who didn't want to go back in because of scar tissue that you should try pain management. And again, pain management just manages your pain. It masks it, as you said you didn't want to do. What do you do at that point in Logansport, Louisiana? How do you make your way all the way to Hudson?
Well, a lady nearby had been to the clinic and had success. And then a real good friend of mine knew the lady and talked to her. And she decided to go down there. And when she went down there, she had some relief and So I looked into it and decided I'd give it a try. So that's basically how I ended up with y'all, mm-hmm. by word of mouth. And then we looked you up on the internet.
Okay. And then did you send in your imagery, or you just had it at the Benatti Spine Institute?
Well, I had some imagery, and they ended up doing a new MRI at the clinic.
Ah, okay. So at their on-campus imaging center, you had a more recent MRI done. And can you explain to us what that in-person evaluation was like when you're face-to-face with the surgeon?
He was real good about explaining exactly what my trouble was and what the cause was and what they were going to do to fix it.
Okay.
We felt like he explained it exceptional for us.
Ah, and they utilize something called conscious IV sedation. So you are sedated, but you are awake, aware, and able to communicate with the surgeon and the rest of the surgical staff during the procedure. Couple questions. First off, did you watch? Second of all, what did you think?
I did watch. It was hard to tell exactly what they were doing, but I had no pain, mm-hmm. but I did watch all of it.
Why don't we do this? You've already been through a fusion. Can you talk about the difference in recovery from your fusion surgery to the Benatti Spine Institute procedures and that recovery?
Well, the recovery in the Benatti Institute, the pain that was down my legs that was basically keeping me from walking long distances, mm-hmm. is gone.
Okay. Did right. you have to wear a brace of any sort?
Not this time. I did before.
For the fusion.
With the fusion clinic, they wanted me to wear a brace. I can't remember for how long, because it's been 14 years, but I did wear a brace. Mm-hmm. Pretty good while after that.
Okay. And if you saw somebody suffering in pain like you did, would you feel confident with your results to go ahead and share a less invasive type of experience with them?
Yes, I recommend the clinic, you know, to anyone. And in fact, I've got a first cousin that's there now that I told about the clinic, and he's getting procedures done now.
Aw, well, that's great. And we just wish you the best of health, Herman, and thank you so much for sharing your story of recovery with us here on American Medicine Today.
Okay, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Make sure you stay tuned. After the break, you'll hear more. You're listening to American Medicine Today.
I think everybody was shocked, like, really, you had surgery today? I had a drain tube. I was at my desk doing payroll for 200 employees, worked till night, got up, went to bed.
Actually, the recovery was great. I mean, I really immediately felt the difference. I was able to go back to work within a couple of days.
The progress after each procedure was amazingly good. The recovery, all told, has been phenomenal.
The recovery was pretty easy. I was able to walk around after surgery with no problem.
And when I got up off that table, it was like, you know, like a reborn again when I was able to walk off that table and walk out and go for lunch. I went in there at 10 o'clock, got operated on. At 12 o'clock, I was walking out on my own.
We went to the Benatti Institute, and that was the day, the turning point in my life. This type of surgery is so much more advanced, and the recovery time is so much less that it's just a no-brainer. If you've got pain, go to Benatti.
This is the honest to God truth. And was recovering, I didn't feel anything. The pain that I was suffering is gone. I can go back to work in like 3 days.
The surgeries that I had, actually, I recovered very easily from, I would say. I actually went to work the following afternoon.
That afternoon, when it was done, I actually felt so much better already.
6 days after surgery, I was back in the gym, slowly but surely working my way back to fighting, back to basically 100% of fighting, you know? So 6 days, and everybody was in awe. Like, didn't you just get out of surgery? I'm like, yeah. I feel great. And they're like, okay, let's see how you do. And I was rolling with everybody, and I'm in the advanced class. So that sounds a lot right there.
First time I came in here was Monday, and today is Thursday. I've had two surgeries and am doing fantastic. I'm still in shock that I can walk That's all within 4 days.
Benatti succeeds where others fail.